That's better. I think we'll manage something of that now. Master copy. Pull that out. Right, I think we'll be all right now. Oh dear, stick that thing there. That's handy enough between the two.
You're born about the calling, Lewis, eh?
Yes, in 1901.
And you went to school to Barbada?
Yeah.
You had to go cross fields?
Oh, aye.
What time did you leave home in the morning?
Oh, 7:30. It was taking us been there an hour to walk. You see, we had 3.5 miles to do.
Really?
Dark when you're getting home at night.
Oh, yeah.
No lights at you?
And I'll tell you who the teachers was. Winnie Carcass, Ginny Carcass, and Nellie Carcass. Three sisters.
Aye.
And Winnie was the head teacher, and then there was Jenny taking her next class, and Nellie was taking the infants.
Ah.
Where'd we go to now, Bob?
Where did you shift to them?
We shifted from the college down to Bullacairn.
Where exactly is the college, Mr. Cairn?
You know where the Ronnig Reservoir is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're standing on this hill, looking across over the reservoir, you'll see an old brown roofed house. It used to be, when we were there, a thatched one, but now the forestry board and the water board has took it over and they kept a roof on it for shelter for the men. To get their lunch and work like, and keep their implements in. That's in the college.
Then you went to Avery school?
Went to Avery for 2 years. I was 12 when I come down from Bullamartha. And then I went to Bullabeg here for 2 years to finish me time like. And I started work at 14.
Mm-hmm. What sort of work were you doing, Mr.
Oh, farmer's boy.
Farmer's.
Oh, I for a long, for a number of years.
Your father in you first?
Aye, that was the first place, Bullacle Ferric.
Mm-hmm.
But then I went to Dobson's and I was 3 years there. That's Ernie Steyn. So I left Dobson's, I went to Bullahoats, and I done 6 or 8 years, I'll not be sure on the how long, in Bullahoats. Them was Becks, their name was.
What sort of wages were you getting when you first started, Mr.
£11 a year.
£11 a year?
Yeah.
That's not much, is it? Goodness.
Yeah.
And were you paid at the end of the year, or...?
Oh, you could draw a sum if you were pushed.
Uh-huh.
But then that was cutting it down for Hollandtide.
Yeah.
You hadn't much coming at Hollandtide.
No. Oh, dear.
Well, I remember after I got married, working for, 2 or 3 farmers, and all I was receiving was 29 shillings a week.
Really?
A married man.
Aye. That's it. Now we get started again. When you were saying there that... You worked until you were over 70 then, did you?
73 when I retired.
Aye. That's a long spell of work.
Oh, aye.
Yeah.
What was the first job you done after you were working on the farms? You were with the Masons too, weren't you?
Oh, aye. Oh, I had a spell at the Builders. I was, at least 3 years working for Teddy Thompson, the builder at Onken.
Mm-hmm.
We built, or helped to build, 6 houses down Castletown here.
Uh-huh.
And then I went round the island with them to Laxey and Ramsey and Douglas, doing all the spade work.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, digging, picking spade.
Aye.
Digging all the foundations and what like. Mm.
You were living across the way at that time, eh?
No, Ballycleferic.
How were you getting to work?
On the motorbike.
Aye.
Yeah, an old BSA motorbike.
Well, when you first started farming, were you working mostly with horses?
Oh, aye, all horses.
Mm-hmm.
There weren't such a thing going as a tractor that time.
No.
And I got the 2 ploughs out in the garden here. That was the first one I learnt on. And then it got a bit easier. They got one with 2 wheels on. That's the digger.
Uh-huh.
So it's there.
Aye.
So I got the 2 of them here, souvenirs, yeah.
And that's a swing plough, that first, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Why did they call it a swing plough?
Because you had all the balance was on your hands.
Uh-huh.
You had to judge your depth, your breadth, and try to keep a straight furrow.
Uh-huh.
And so it was all on your 2 arms.
Swinging about.
Mm. Yeah.
Where were the ploughs made, any idea?
This one here was made in Jim Tear Smithy Cross for Ways.
Was it?
His initials are stamped on it.
Hmm. Hmm.
Yeah.
There's not many smithies about now.
Oh, no. The only smithy that'll be wanted now, it'll be for... these ones that's got the ponies, they want to get shoes made for them. And
they tell me it's all coal shoes now, though. They're all made in the factory, and they're put on cold.
Oh, huh?
No heating at all.
Oh.
There's a farrier going round, and he said the days of getting the smithy shoes are past. He said we get the shoes, and it's all in sizes, and they're just put on cold.
Oh.
What did you do after you left the builders? Went on the coal boats?
On the coal boats then, digging coal.
Mm-hmm. Whereabouts was that?
Oh, Port Aoin, Port St Mary, Castletown, Laxey, Peel.
Aye.
Just, I was in the team going round.
Oh, yes. Which boats were coming in then? Were they the Ben boats?
Aye. The JB was the biggest boat we were getting that time.
JB Key?
Aye. She was lost in the Mersey.
That's right. Well, Tiki Commode was the skipper of her, wasn't
it? Yeah. Hmm. I remember one time in Port St Mary, and she come in to the breakwater. There wasn't enough water in the harbour for her at the time, so she pulled into the breakwater. So we were going to shift from the breakwater when the tide got up, you see, back into the harbour. So he says to me, come on, he says, get hold of that wheel, he said, you're to take her round. I said, I don't know the first thing about it. Oh, but you can say, come Arthur and she back, he said. Well, that's all it is, he said, it's come Arthur, she back. Like you're driving horses, you see.
Oh, is that what you were saying to the horses?
Aye, you'd say, come Arthur now, and then you'd say.
And what did that mean?
She back, come to the right or come to the left.
Come Arthur or she back.
Aye.
Aye.
Yeah. So, anyway, I come out of the wheel and off we go, and he was standing alongside me like. And we backed out from the breakwater, right out then into the Carrick there, and turned round then and come in on a circle. Doing lovely, he said. Yes. I could make a pilot off you yet, he said.
Aye.
Yeah.
Ticky, said.
Aye. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, aye. Yes, he was a good skipper.
Oh, aye. But I remember one day, there was a timber boat come in for Qualtro.
Mm.
So I was at Bulladool at Mr. Moore's, and the young fella said, come on, he said, we'll go down to see what sort of a load of timber is on her. And she was stacked up and up, you see. So down we go in the little lorry, and we just pulled up alongside, and we went out of the wagon. And there's two, what are you calling them?
Norwegians?
No, they were looking for any loot that would be on her.
Oh, customs men.
Customs men. Come on us. And believe me, they searched that little lorry, all the rubbish that was in it coming from the farm, they shifted all to see that we hadn't been on the boat, and we were never near the boat, we went off the quay. Yeah, remember that? And when we got back to the farm, the boss said, my word, you fellas might have been put in jail, he said. Yeah.
Oh dear. They got all for the kill ya then, did they?
Oh,
yeah.
What was your next job, Lewis, on the mills?
Oh, I had a spell on the mills too for Mr. Jimmy Qualtro's.
Mm-hmm.
I was, I done four seasons on. That's the whole winter.
Yeah.
From now, right on out till end of March.
Mm-hmm. Travelling round different farms.
One farm to another.
Did they have a traction engine?
No. Diesel.
Diesel?
Yeah, big diesel engine. Well, a tractor, if you like to call it.
Did they ever have the steam traction engines down here?
Oh, yes. The last steam engine I drove, I took it from the timber yard over to here and put it up in the field here where these houses is built now.
Uh-huh.
Up in the against there.
Aye.
Yeah. Took it up one night as we were coming home from work, like, and putting it here so they'd be ready for next morning.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Jack Sale and myself.
Be pretty hard work on the mills, is like.
Oh, it was tough going. Oh, you were late and early. You weren't paid for what you were doing at all.
No.
Oh, no, it was common to be scratching midnight. Want it up?
Yes. Mm.
Yeah, the mill would come to the house at midnight, you see.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Well, you'd be thrashing at this farm, and you'd want to maybe 2 or 3 miles to go to the next farm, and before you pulled in and set, ready for morning, it was midnight.
Aye.
Or?
Well, were you paid by the hour, or were you paid just...
Oh, just ordinary...
So much for the job.
Aye. Oh, you weren't getting a heaping for the hours you were doing it all.
No.
Yeah.
You had an early start in the morning when the traction engine.
Oh, aye. 7 o'clock start to get steam up. Get the fire lit and get her steamed up.
Aye.
Oh, aye. And oiled.
Yeah.
Oh, aye. Allowing the last mill we got from the timber yard got it. And it was all fitted with grease cups.
Oh, yes. Mm.
And you filled these grease cups once a week. And you had to look at the mill all for the whole week. But every Saturday, you'd go round and fill them all with grease.
Yeah.
Put the cap on again and forget it.
Hmm.
That was a saving.
Yes.
Oh.
And you worked until you were over 70 then, didn't you?
73.
Aye.
Then you went on the farms again then? For Warbalown?
Oh, well, that was a working foreman I was there, you see. I was in charge on TG's estate.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, there was Pullrash, Bulladool, Bullockeggan, Balloon, Sloggle. Oh dear.
And that on the Crossways too?
Yes, and all around the Crossways, houses and what have you.
Mm.
We had to go round and see if there was anything falling asunder. We had to repair it, you see.
Mm.
Oh, I done 33 years with the one boss.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a good spell.
Yeah.
It's a good spell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that with Mr. Moore?
Yes.
Was it?
Mr. T.G. Moore.
Mm. Very keen on motor cars, wasn't he?
Oh, aye. Yeah. Oh, we had lots of arguments, and one would tell the other off, and
aye.
Then he'd come someday and he'd be in bad fettle and he'd give me a right straightening. He'd go home and he'd think on it. He'd send the other mechanic out, go back, he said, and tell Karen I'm sorry for what I said. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, he was good that way.
Well, you must be a pretty fair age now then, Mr. Karen, if you worked until you were 70.
I'm all but 84.
Are you really? Good loss. You don't look it.
Oh, but I'm feeling, boy, I'm feeling.
Mm.
Abigail will tell you that. Hello, and I went to school with this young lady.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And we've been pals ever since.
Which school was that at now?
Avery here.
Avery.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Where I live to start, there was lots of young folk like myself around that area that time, you see.
Mm.
But now, up there, it's deserted now. There's no big families up there now.
No.
No.
What sort of entertainment did you do at night time when you were young fellas up there?
Well, the biggest entertainment I had when I was going to school, we had a dog and I was going out hunting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, catching rabbits with the dog.
Yeah.
Oh,
Will you be selling them as like?
Oh, yeah. Oh, and we were getting half a crown apiece for them.
Mm.
Yeah.
It was all useful entertainment then.
Oh, aye, well, you had to make your own sport. There was nothing for you, you see.
No.
No.
No pictures? And
no.
No television? And
no. Yeah. Well, I got wireless and I got television, but I never bother with them.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I may take a notion at 5 o'clock and put the wireless on and I get the 5 o'clock news. See how things is going, but the world is in an awful
mess
now. I don't think he'll ever get it straightened at all. It'll be a miracle to get it straightened.
You ever playing football, Lewis? Were you ever playing football?
Only when I was in Ballygarry, St. Mark's. We had a team. Only farm boys, like, just rough and tumble. And we would take the like of Ballysella team on and have a game that way of a night. Go on.
Were there any other sort of games that they played at all?
Well, I don't see where there was much. I don't know, really.
Well, when you were working on the farms and only getting £11 a year, would that be, would you be getting your food as well?
Oh, aye. Oh, aye, you were... Your lads there, you were living there. Oh, I was sleeping and all there. Oh, I were...
Were you well fed?
Oh, I, you were permanent, like. And when they would hire you, they'd give you 1 shilling. And you wouldn't dare leave that place for the year. Because you took the shilling.
I see.
It was binding.
Yes.
If you would pack in and make off, they could fine you and make you come back.
I see. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. But it went on and on. I never hired in a fair in my life.
No.
No. There was always a fair at Michaelmas, down at Kirkmichael. I've been down late, but just for a day out and see what things was like. But I was always, anybody, they would come and if I was, they heard I was leaving this farm, they'd come along and we'd make a deal to go to the next one. Yeah.
And have you seen them actually being hired at the fairs, Mr.
Oh, yes, yes.
Have you?
Oh, aye. Oh, they'll argue and argue and argue, you see. Because the farmers that time, they were trying to save the money, you see. They were thinking hard, they're trying to get a fella as cheap as they could.
Yep.
Yeah.
Were there any hiring fairs down here in the south?
I don't remember none.
No.
No.
Just at Kirkmichael.
Aye, but the best holidays that was around here was Christmas and New Year's. There'd be a party of it all going to Douglas. And that time you could get to Douglas and back. If you had 5 shillings, you had lots of money to go to Douglas.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. Now, if you had £5 now, it wouldn't be too much. No. Oh, dear, dear. Oh, we're living in a different age now.
Yes.
Getting no holidays sometimes, is there?
No. It's all work.
Did you go across at all to England?
I haven't been off the island.
Really?
No.
Never?
No. I was born, as I told you, out at the Quallag there. And I've never been off the island.
Never any wish to go?
No.
No.
And me mates all round about, me young pals, they'd be saying, oh, we're going away on Saturday, going to Liverpool for a day trip. Are you coming? Oh, no, I don't want to go at all. No. Didn't want to go.
No.
And I haven't yet.
Aye.
No. And where's your mate today,
Oh, she's busy now.
Oh. I see.
You're doing lots of hunting with dogs too, aren't you?
Hmm?
You're doing lots of hunting with dogs.
Oh, dogs and ferrets.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember one night, we were up on the face of Slock. Mm. And we were ferreting, we were. Lovely evening. And Lord save us, about tea time though, the old ferret got stuck somewhere. We couldn't find him.
Mm.
So, it was getting tea time, so I said to the boys, come on, I said, we'll go home and get tea and come back. So, all right, we bummed all the holes we could that the ferret wouldn't get out. Went home, got tea, the boys got ready and went to put in to the pitchers. They come back about 11:30. And they said, it's a lovely night, Dad. What's about going up to see, can we find the ferret now?
Mm.
And this was midnight. We went away up to the top of the hill, Slop. And I was sitting here, like, in the heather. And I said, I can hear him from here, I said.
Mm.
And the boys was digging to see could they find him, and they covered it. I says, you're gone over him, come back. And they took it, the soil back, put the stick down, and he was only down about that on a different run. He
Aye.
Come in on the top and he dropped down one.
And he got him back?
Got him and six rabbits in front of him.
Yeah.
And you could hear him sitting up there. I'll give you how calm it was. You could hear the college clock striking.
Really?
Yeah. Heard it striking 1:00.
Aye.
Yeah.
It's incredible, that, isn't it?
Yeah. Right across the Isle of Man.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
But it was dead calm.
Mm.
Oh, beautiful.
You'd be selling the rabbits to the butchers, were you?
Yeah. Well, when we were living up Ballymarthe, we were still had the hunting off the plantation, Ballymarthe, the Barule plantation.
Mm.
And up there, any rabbits we got, there was a motor coming from Douglas, a van coming from Douglas, collecting them and paying you for them. You had no bother with them.
Mm.
They were all collected at the door.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, I've done lots of hunting. Good sport it was too.
Mm. Well, then the myxomatosis put paid to a lot of that, didn't they?
Oh, aye.
Mm. They're getting very worried about it up in the north of the island now.
Aye, right. But then it's the farmers that's to blame for all.
Mm.
If they'd let the lads go on with the light 2 or 3 nights,
mm.
they'd keep them under.
Mm.
But the farmers will not allow you to go with the light.
Mm.
Yeah, it's their own fault.
Mm.
I never cared a big lot about the lighting at all, allowing we'd done lots of it. But I was only the fellow that was carrying the load.
Mm.
I had the sack and dropping them in and away.
You were using nets too, weren't you?
Oh,
Did you make your own nets, Mr. Cannon?
No, we had a man at the level, Jim Cool, and he was making them all for us. Oh, he was a good lad.
You must have always had good dogs then, did you?
Oh, the best. The best. The last dog we had, it is one I got from Walty Calla Bullasalla. He was living up in Bullasalla Estate. And he had this pup. And with him running about the estate, the child playing ball, he'd be collecting all. So the women of the house of the estate started to shout, you see. The dog was pinching all the balls off the children. So Walty said, oh, I'll have to get rid of him, he said. And I said, don't get rid of him at all, I said. Let him, I said, and I'll see what he can do. Well, once he got to about 6 months, my word, money wouldn't have bought him. I remember one night going out with Woolly Curran and Henry, that's my own son, and out we go on to Slough. We won out an hour at all and he hit 100.
Really?
Yeah. He had 100 caught.
That's good going, isn't it?
Yeah. Money wouldn't have bought him. He was going out for the cliff one day after a rabbit and the cliff was straight over and he went on like that and he must have caught the rabbit in mid-air, dropped to the floor and he had to run round a whole big area to get a place to get up the cliff. And I said, oh, it's no use going out and look for him now. That's the last of him. Oh, well, Henry said, I'm going down to see, can I find him anyway? And he went on over a piece to get down, you see. And this way the boy was coming, carrying the rabbit.
Coming back up?
Coming back up, he was had to go over too to get up an easy place, you see.
Yes. Well, things have changed now, Mr. Cannon, haven't they?
Oh, yes. Are you a musical fella?
Well, I used to sing in the choir and I used to play in the Ramsey band.
Can you play a concertina?
No, I can't do that at all.
No?
Well, I've never tried actually, but I don't know. Did you ever play?
I used to be able to play two or three tunes on it. But I tried it the first of this week. But I cannot find the notes now at all.
No.
This here is my bass now.
Oh, the mouth organ?
Yeah.
Aye.
Yeah. Well, I've sung that some years in the house.
Is it?
You can play tunes on that, don't you?
What?
You can play tunes on that, don't you?